Shalom Bez Hashem learned Daf Chav Gimel of Masechtas Krisis. Some of the topics we learned about today include Yeledes. When a woman gives birth or miscarries, she brings in Oilas Behema and the Chatas Ha'if. Aisha Shevi Chatas Ha'if Safik. A woman who delivered a substance and is unsure whether it is considered a childbirth still brings a Chatas Ha'if, but it cannot be eaten. Ashim Toli Al Me'ila, where the woman brings an Ashim Toli for possibly transgressing Me'ila. And Shnei Mevim Karban Echad. Two people can bring one carbon together and stipulate that it should atone from whoever needs it. This is relevant in five cases. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel hektish. There were two pieces of meat, one chulin and one from a carbon. Chatichas chel v'chatichas chulin. There were two pieces of fat, one permitted and the other forbidden. Chatichas chel v'chatichas kodesh. There were two pieces of fat, one of forbidden fats and the other permitted fats of hektish. Chatichas chel v'chatichas chel of kodesh. There were two pieces of forbidden fats and one of them was also hektish. Chatichas chel v'chatichas chel of neiser. There were two pieces of forbidden fats and one of them was from a carbon left over past the permitted time. Einus achal lissa. Prohibition cannot take effect on an object that is already forbidden due to another prohibition. The Gemara discusses Isser Chamer v'Isser Kal, whether this applies equally depending on the relative leniency and stringency of the prohibitions, and Kaddishim, whether this rule applies to Karbanos. Isser Oilin, there is a prohibition not to eat something that is meant for the Mizbeach.